Question 7. Would a loving God really send people to hell? Answer. Some denominations teach that God chooses those who will be saved, and thus those who will go to hell. It is understandable why people who hear of this particular doctrine question why a loving God would create us with the predetermined intent to send some of us to hell when we die without giving us a choice in the matter. Thankfully, the Bible proves this theology wrong. God clearly tells us that He loves each of us enough to make a way for us to escape the torments of hell. It is not His choice for any person to go there. He wants all to be saved. In John chapter 3, verses 16 through 20, Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He who believes in Him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed." The Greek word for world is cosmos, and in these verses it means the human race, mankind. That covers everybody, not just a select few. The word believe is the Greek word pisteuo, and it means to have faith, to commit to one's trust, to be committed unto. It means more than simply saying that you believe Jesus is the Son of God. It means to be persuaded and committed, placing your reliance and trust upon Him. Verse 19 says that if you love darkness, sin and Lucifer, rather than light, righteousness and Christ, your deeds will be evil. Condemnation in this verse is the Greek word crisis. It means the process of investigation, the act of distinguishing and separating, hence a passing of judgment upon a person. Our English word crisis, with a C instead of K in Greek, comes from the Greek word crisis, and our modern English dictionary says it like this: a turning point in the course of anything, a decisive or crucial time, or a time of great danger or trouble, whose outcome decides whether possible bad consequences will follow. If you love darkness and practice evil, you are indeed in a crisis. What was Jesus saying? He was telling us that God loved the entire human race so much that He sent His Son, so that those who are fully persuaded, committed, and place their trust in Him will live forever. If you will allow Jesus to change your darkness to light, you will live with Him for eternity. On the other hand, if you love darkness, practice evil, and do not believe, you are in great danger. You can turn your critical situation around if you will simply commit your life to the Son of God and stop practicing evil. Take decisive action now before it is too late. Otherwise, the day is coming when judgment will be passed on your evil deeds, and you will pay the consequences. Clearly, Jesus came for all of us. Christians must be cautious of developing a self-righteous attitude, convincing ourselves that we are part of the distinguished and chosen few, while God selected those other people, those wretched and depraved sinners, to fill up hell. Other verses in the Bible speak of God's desire that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 tells us, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering, extremely patient toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Paul wrote in Romans 10:13, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Clearly, salvation is available to anybody on earth who makes the choice to believe and repent. please know that God does not send anybody to hell. He does not want anybody to go there. If people are cast from his presence and into the lake of fire on the day of judgment, it will be because they chose that destination of their own free will. At the opposite end of the spectrum are those who teach that God would never send a person to a place such as hell. Therefore, they conclude that hell cannot possibly exist. Not only is this doctrine unbiblical, it defies logic. Why would Jesus come to earth and suffer as a sacrifice for our sins if we are all going to heaven in the end, regardless of how we live or what God we serve? When Peter wrote in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, that God did not spare the angels who sinned, he was referring to Lucifer and the angels who followed him. Revelation 20:10 clearly states the devil's final destination, the lake of fire and brimstone. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15 tells us that anyone not found written in the book of life will also be cast into the lake of fire. God does not want you to choose the lake of fire as your final destination. It grieves his heart that some follow the path of Lucifer because he wants all people, including you, to be found written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But how can God, as a just and righteous judge, treat us differently from the rest of his creation that chose to follow Lucifer if he did not spare Lucifer and the angels who chose to follow him?